It is April 27th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, an interview with Nova Flory's Gary Jones from JLN's Industry Leader Series from FIA Boca 2022, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Matt Chamberlain has decided to stay on as CEO of the LME, Reuters has reported. He had previously announced he was leaving to join a cryptocurrency firm, but that was before the nickel crisis. This is a strong move by Mr. Chamberlain to help the LME during this difficult time. Former NFA Board of Directors member and commodity trading advisor and commodity pool operator representative James L. Catulus, Esquire, is in the news in connection with a Republican congressman accused of insider trading of a politically charged meme crypto token Catulus created. The meme token in the middle of this is part of a class action lawsuit, too. The news sources are not great for this. One is the Washington Examiner, another is the Daily Kos. So take the hyperbole with a big spoon of skepticism. The site Florida Politics has the story of the lawsuit, which is more straightforward. Former CME board member and venture capital entrepreneur Jeffrey Carter is also named in the lawsuit, among others, as backers of the token. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn appeared on social media with Catulus promoting the LGB token, the story said. Cawthorn reportedly owns some LGB tokens, which are involved in the accusations of insider trading. Catulus created the Let's Go Brandon, or LGB, meme coins, just 330 trillion of them that were worth $570 million at one time and had a liquidity pool of $6.5 million. They crashed in price 95% after NASCAR driver Brandon Brown was not allowed by NASCAR to have the LGB token be his full season sponsor for the 2022 NASCAR Xfinity Series season. Catulus has recently relaunched the token as simply LGB and promotes it on the @letsgo Twitter account and other social media outlets. Catulus is pictured on his personal Twitter account @JamesCatulus standing next to NASCAR driver Brown and the descriptor multi-strategy hedge fund manager investor advocate attorney @letsgo Hodler. The original LGB coin is worthless, but the new LGB coin has replaced the first one and has new ownership covenants for backers and key players to prevent them from cashing out in the first year, which should help reduce the risk of insider trading abuses. As you may recall, I was initially a supporter of Catulus and John Rowe when they ran for the NFA board, but Catulus went rogue and accused NFA senior management of heinous acts and cast aspersions on the character of several highly respected members of the futures community serving on the NFA board at the time. I then supported the competing candidate, and Catulus lost re-election. Not that those things are related. Catulus is now living in Florida, rubbing elbows with a former president, the president's namesake son, and other conservative figures, among others. Back to more serious news. The NFA is set to hold an NFA town hall in May where members have the opportunity to ask questions of NFA's leadership. The town hall will be Thursday, May 12, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. NFA Board Chair Maureen Downs, NFA Public Directors Ron Filer and Doug Harris, NFA President and CEO Tom Sexton, and NFA officers will provide a short update on NFA's recent initiatives and respond to questions submitted by NFA members. You can register with the link in today's newsletter, and you can submit questions prior to the webinar at feedback@nfa.futures.org. Deutsche Börse Group posted a video on YouTube yesterday titled Post-Trade Perspective, Episode 2, Digitizing Investor Communication. In this video, Dean Little, the CEO and co-founder of Proximity, and Clearstream's head of investor services and financing, Sam Riley, assess how digitization and the European Union's Shareholder Rights Directive 2 have influenced investor relations and proxy voting. They also discuss the current trends and challenges in the investor communication space and what the future might hold. The April 2022 World Bank report, Commodity Market Outlook, the impact of the war in Ukraine on commodity markets, is out, and you can find it with a link in today's newsletter. Bloomberg is reporting that Lisbon, Miami, and Dubai were ranked as the best places to work for high earners. Chicago was ranked number one for the best place to work for high earners, also with access to the best pizza. Okay, I made that part up about the rankings from real estate broker Savvis PLC, but that is how I would mark my survey if that were a question. Registration is closed for the London MiFID II Roadshow of the Trade, hosted at the London Stock Exchange on May 3rd. The Trade said the event has seen exceptional demand and is now oversubscribed. Forget we ever mentioned it. Bay Markets AS has been accepted as an affiliate member of the Federation of Euro-Asian Stock Exchanges. Bay Markets AS, based in Oslo and Stockholm, is an independent vendor of clearing systems for the financial markets and has been operating since 2007. Luisa Feltes is now the global head of communications at LMAX Group, an operator of institutional exchanges for FX and cryptocurrency trading. Dash Financial's Jennifer Fagenson has joined the board of directors of Rides Far for autism research. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Nova Foree's Gary Jones wants to transform the markets with technology. Gary Jones, the CEO of Nova Foree, says his company is focused on digital transformation. He has spent most of his career working in the derivatives market and applied technology, but is now creating auction platforms for clients such as Christie's and overlaying them with data science. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's an ad from FIA. FIA's International Derivatives Expo is returning to the brewery in London this coming June 6th to 8th. Standing still is not an option in today's evolving cleared derivatives environment. Without adapting to new products, processes, technologies, and regulations, your business won't meet the needs of tomorrow's industry. We're bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. You can click on this advertisement to lock in the best rates before April 30th. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Tesla stock drop wipes out $126 billion in one day. The electric vehicle maker's market capitalization is now down more than $227 billion since April 4th, when Musk disclosed that he increased his Twitter stake. That's a drop of roughly 23%. The dollar value of Musk's 17% stake in Tesla has shrunk by more than $40 billion, almost double the equity portion he pledged in the Twitter transaction. Tesla's stock price is sinking amid a broader sell-off in equity markets around the world due to slower economic expansion and persistent inflation. In addition, investors have fled high-growth companies as the Federal Reserve prepares to embark on a series of significant rate hikes. My comment, so much for margin loan collateral. Here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX hires Aventis to capture crypto cheats as digital assets booms. Exchange will use Aventis tool to prevent manipulation. Insider trading is increasing area of focus for crypto market. FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange co-founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, is expanding its partnership with surveillance firm Ventus Systems, Inc., seeking to prevent market manipulation in the growing ecosystem of digital assets. Sarah Rudolph's comment, "We did not have a link yet for the following story yesterday, so here it is with the link today." Here's another story from Bloomberg. A former Wall Street banker led the fight to bring down U.S. mask mandate. Leslie Manoukian's suit led to a judge to toss the requirement. She left finance in 2003 and became an anti-vaccine activist. Most Americans have never heard of Leslie Manoukian, but the former banker is the reason why they no longer have to wear a mask on a plane. Manoukian, 58, who worked for Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. in the 1990s and later Alliance Capital Management, was behind the lawsuit that last week led to a federal judge in Tampa, Florida, to strike down the mask mandate for public transportation. The judge said the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lacked the authority to impose it. My comment, she has been unmasked by Bloomberg. Here's a story from the FT. Carbon credits are now the Canadian gold rush. Companies selling offsets are flocking to Toronto's speculative stock exchanges. Startups that sell carbon credits are the next big thing to hit Canada's stock exchanges, which have long attracted risky companies from volatile cannabis producers to dodgy mining companies. Nearly a dozen startups are expected to list their shares on Canadian exchanges to finance carbon credit purchases or invest in climate ventures that generate credits, according to banking and exchange officials. These carbon credits are in high demand. They are supposed to reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere by funding things such as new technologies or forest preservation. Businesses and individuals buy them to effectively offset their own carbon emissions generated by such things as running factories or flying. My comment, carbon credits are so much better than the alternative, carbon debits. Here's a press release from Quantitative Brokers. Quantitative Brokers launches Prism, the next-gen smart order routing tool for U.S. Treasuries. Quantitative Brokers, a leading provider of advanced execution algorithms and data-driven analytics for global futures options and OTC fixed income markets, unveiled their new smart order router, SOR, for the U.S. Treasuries. Prism is more than a liquidity aggregator. It dynamically shifts child orders across venues intra-trade as it sees the potential for price improvement. Prism continuously evaluates trading venues in real time by leveraging price signals, learned venue statistics, and pre-trade market impact estimations. Prism is highly customizable based on user needs, venue costs, and client preferences. My comment, I can never see straight through a prism. Maybe that's why I need a smart router. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story by a long way Tuesday was ICE Clearinghouse had $1 billion margin breach last year from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Second was the Financial Times FTX/DeFi, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, about Sam Bankman-Fried. The story's first line is, "Honk honk, here comes the crypto clown car." Third was the obituary for Ronald A. Ron Pankow from Ruck's Funeral Home. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. Crop trading giant ADM sees years of tight markets fueled by war. The company announced its most profitable quarter ever, helped by strained crop supplies that boosted trading margins as well as growth in its nutrition segment. ADM shares gained as much as 5.5%. Crop futures have surged after Russia's invasion in Ukraine disrupted global supplies. Weather woes across the world's major producers, including a drought in Brazil, are adding to fears of shortages. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Commodity traders thrust into spotlight as war exposes risks. Suddenly, it seems that everyone is talking and worrying about them. The international monetary market last week noted investors' concern about traders' access to credit and said it's time for regulators to look more closely at commodity markets. The Dallas Federal Reserve recommended that companies take action to increase liquidity, and the Financial Stability Board flagged commodity market strains, including the huge margin calls that pressured traders in recent weeks, as an issue that needs particular attention. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Russia to cut gas to Poland and Bulgaria, making energy a weapon. Focus now turns to how other European capitals will respond. Moscow demands gas be paid for in rubles after new decree. Russia will cut off the gas to Poland and Bulgaria on Wednesday in a major escalation in the standoff between Moscow and Europe over energy supplies and the war in Ukraine. Moscow is making good on a threat to halt gas flows to countries that refuse President Vladimir Putin's new demand to pay for the fuel in rubles. The European Union has rejected the move in principle, but now payment deadlines are starting to fall due. Governments across Europe need to decide whether to accept Putin's terms or lose crucial supplies and face the prospect of energy rationing. Here's another story, again from Bloomberg. The other oil crisis will lead to a hungrier world. Indonesia's palm plantations produce a critical supply of edible fats to large populations in India and beyond. A policy-induced shortage will have dire consequences. As if there weren't enough problems right now, the world is facing the threat of an oil embargo. No, not black gold, red gold, better known as palm oil. Prices gyrated this week after Indonesia, which produces about two-thirds of the global crop, promised to halt exports of the deep orange edible fat to calm domestic food prices in the run-up to the Eid al-Fitr public holiday. Panic subsided a little Tuesday after clarification that the ban wouldn't apply to the crude palm oil that's a benchmark for the global price of vegetable fats. Still, the world should take the episode as a taste of things to come as the growth of biofuels increasingly conflicts with the need to feed the world's poorest. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.